I'm Jeremy Scott, and this is Mission Network News. Coming up, an overlooked battle in the Middle East spares Iraqi Christians. Stick around for details. Later, gospel workers address trauma in Iran. First, Turkey's latest incursion in northern Iraq neutralized at least 11 members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. In describing the group's blended identity, Samuel, with Redemptive Stories, says,
"First and foremost, they are a political party, but then they do acts of terrorism."
Listed as a terror group by Turkey, the U.S., and the EU, the PKK has killed more than 40,000 people, including civilians, in nearly 40 years of fighting with the Turkish government.
They are behind various bombings that have occurred in Turkey, as well as continual incursions from Iraq into Turkey. Because of that, Turkey has decided to press in, and they're almost all the way up to the hook.
Because PKK camps are Turkey's primary focus, Christians aren't directly in the line of fire. However,
any rising tension in our region always means that there's the potential for expats who are living in those spaces, serving God, serving the community of Christ, to have to leave. All of that can have a detrimental effect to ongoing ministry.
Pray believers will have spirit-led boldness to proclaim the gospel in the midst of strife.
That people would see, again, more of the failures of Islam and be challenged to look at what Christ offers, even through his beautiful Sermon on the Mount, that people would see and experience Jesus in dreams and visions, and then they would be called to him.
Then, last week was North Korean Freedom Week, recognizing the courage of escapees as well as millions of people who still suffer in the hermit nation. As hard as it is to get out of North Korea, it's also incredibly difficult to get a Bible into North Korea. Eric Foley, with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea, says,
"We have to remember at the end of the day, any means of getting a Bible into North Korea from any direction is essentially been criminalized."
Yet on the heels of North Korean Freedom Week, true freedom for North Koreans is found in the gospel. That's why VOM Korea aims to do everything they can to continue getting Bibles across the North Korean border by any means necessary. Something for which Foley was arrested and interrogated in South Korea 4 years ago.
"And so I said to the Lord, I said, if I can get just one more Bible into North Korea, Lord, then it would be worth it."
The people of North Korea desperately need hope that can't be taken away. That's why VOM Korea's ministry continues.
God has been so gracious because since that point in time now, that was in 2020, and here we are in every year. Voice of the Martyrs Korea, by the grace of God, and with the partnerships that we have with the Voice of the Martyrs organizations around the world, has gotten more than 40,000 Bibles a year into North Korea. So let's do what we can to partner with underground North Korean Christians today, because today is the day for gospel ministry in North Korea.
And finally, letters from three Christian women in Iran reveal the despair gripping the nation. Lana Silk with Transform Iran says the people of Iran are the first to pay the price for their nation's brutal regime.
"They're trapped in a country with overwhelmingly high inflation rates, no prospects, no jobs, mental health crisis. You know, you speak out, you do anything, you're imprisoned, you're tortured. It's a desperate situation, and they're turning to desperate means such as drugs, prostitution, to try to deal with their own pain, inability to put food on their plates."
Through its program, Pearl of Persia, Transform Iran shares the hope of Christ with victims of trauma, abuse, addiction, and prostitution. The program introduces viewers to who the Jesus of the Bible says they are.
It's not overtly gospel at the beginning. It's about identity, looking after mental health, dealing with depression, dealing with addiction. And then when they reach out for help, then we present them with the full picture and we offer them the opportunity to receive counseling from a Christian.
Visit missionnews.org to be moved by the letters of these Christian women. Find your place in the story God is writing in Iran.
We praise him for what he's doing and for his overwhelming love for these people. And we have hope in the future because of him. The situation is dire, but we believe in a God who is able and wants to help.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, or LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.